of you think that God can do anything?
有多少人认为我们的神是无所不能的神？
Wow, we're so full of faith. Look at each other.
Hallelujah.
How many of you believe that God can do anything? Come on.
多少人相信我们的神是全
能的神？ Give me a wave. God can do
anything. Okay.
Right. How many of you think that God can do anything? For me, for you.
有多少人相信神可以为你为我做所有的事情？
Hands up if you think God can do anything for me.
如果你举手，如果你相信神今天可以为我做成所有的事情，
So now I want you to close your eyes and I want you to look at the situation that you think is very difficult, is very hard, and then I want you to say God can do anything.
我想你闭上眼睛，对着你现在可能面对的一个光景，你觉得好像很困难的一件事情，你自己宣告说：“神可以是做万事的神。”
Now look at that place, look at that person, look at that difficulty, and say, "God can do anything."
让我们对我们自己现在面对的这个情况、这个光景，我们说：“神是无所不能的神。”
一起嘛 ，God can do anything together.
God. 神可以是做万事的神。
Amen, amen, amen. Yesterday, I came across this testimony. Why am I holding this? This clip mic.
昨天呢，我听到这样一个见证。
听到我吗？ Can hear me? Can hear me? Yeah. Yesterday, I came across this testimony. I thought it's so fantastic. I'm going to share it with you.
昨天我听到这个见证，我觉得非常棒，所以我今天跟大家分享。
I don't know how many of you heard of a person called evangelist called Jay John. Very famous, very funny guy.
一个很有趣的、很出名的一个传道人，他的名字叫 Jay John.
How many of you know him?
有多少人听过这个名字？
You heard of him?
大家听说过？
Only one. Oh dear. Only two. Oh dear. Well, you need to listen to Jay John because, right? You laugh your head off.
如果你听他的之前的分享，你可能觉得非常有意思，一个人有趣。
He's a minister now. He's established ministry in UK.
他在英国
呢 and worldwide.
他在英国呢，在全球都有他自己施工。
So in his early days, when he only had a son, they were living in a terrace house.
但他们住在一个排屋里面，但是他年轻的时候只有一个儿子。
So as the family grows, they need a bigger house.
当可能他们家庭成员增多的时候，他们需要一个大的地方。
So they went to see this house and they spotted one, and both him and Killy, his wife, love it.
然后呢，后来他们去找房子，看到一个他和他太太都很喜欢的一个房子。
And they really felt that this house is God prepared for them.
他们都感觉到后，这是神为他们所预备的一间房子。
So they went to see the estate agent and say, "We want to buy this house."
然后呢，他们去找那个房屋中介，告诉他我们想买这间房子。
And as they were praying, God told them not to give them a lower offer, but to give the asking price.
当他们祷告的时候呢，他们觉得神呢告诉他们不要给那个不要把那个就是价钱呢压低了，给他们要的那个价钱。
So as obedient as they are, they went to see the negotiation and then say, "We want to pay the asking price."
所以呢，他们就是出于对神的顺服，他们就找那个房屋中介说，我们就是按照你的要价来买这个房子。
And the next day, they went to see the solicitor, their solicitor.
然后呢，第二天他们找他们的那个律师来办一些手续。
And it's a Christian brother.
这个律师呢是也是一个基督徒。
And the Christian brother say, "I hope you have enough money for this."
然后他说，你既然你认同这个价钱，我希望你有足够的资金来买。
And Jay John say, "No."
然后他说，其实没有，我不够钱。
But because obedient as they are, because they were told to pay the asking price, so they just went for it.
他说我当时给这个价钱呢，完全是出于对主的一个顺服，我去这样做。
And then after the offer.The seller who was a Jewish couple had interested parties who want to pay a higher price to buy the house.
当他们给了那个报价以后呢，那个卖家呢也是一个犹太人的夫妇，他们有一个买家呢愿意出高价，更高的价钱来买。
So this Jewish couple went back to Jay John and say, "Are you willing to pay a higher price? Because I've got interested parties who want to buy my house."
然后呢，这个卖家呢就找到Jay John夫妇，他对他们说，你是不是愿意出点高价？因为另外一方呢，他们愿意出高价来买这个房子。
And Jay John said, "Okay, give me some time. I'll come back to you."
然后他说，那等一下，给我点时间，我考虑一下。
So both him and Killy, his wife, went to ask God about it, and God told them that they are not to pay a higher price, but just the asking price.
然后之后呢，杰中和他太太他们回去就寻求神，跟神祷告说，然后神给他们回复说，不要再出高价，就是按照他们的要价来买就好了。
So think about this, they may lose the house.
但是如果他们这样想，如果他们不给更高的价钱，他们可能就买不到这间房子。
And notice how they ask God every time, they consult the Lord every time.
所以我们注意到，他们每一次做决定的时候，他们都来寻求神。
So after 1 week, they thought that you know their house is going to lose to those people who pay the higher price.
可能在一周之后，他们觉得可能没有希望再买到房子，那个房子可能给那个要价出价更高的人了。
And then they had the Jewish couple calling them back and say.We are going to sell this house to you.
然后一周之后呢，这个卖家这个犹太人夫妇他们打电话给他说，我们决定把这个房子卖给你了。
And guess what happened? The whole week they couldn't sleep. No, the Jewish couple couldn't sleep.
然后他们在电话中告诉他们，因为这整一周呢，他们都辗转不能入眠，睡不着觉。
And J. John said, "Are you sure? Have you consulted Yahweh?"
然后他说，你确定吗？你有没有问过耶和华你的神？
Yeah, I'm sure he heard me.
然后他说我相信他已经听到我的祷告。
So they were very happy, and they went back to the solicitor and say, "Well, they're going to sell us on the asking price."
然后呢，最终跟他回去就找他律师，很开心说啊，他说那个卖家呢决定把这个房子卖给我们了，按照我们的要价。
So the solicitor friend say, "So have you got the money now?"
然后律师问他，那是好，那你现在有足够的资金了吗
？No.
答案仍然是没有。
So they went and pray.
然后他们又去祷告。
And then the next morning, they have something in the post.
然后第二天呢，他们在他们的信箱里面收到一些东西。
As Kelly's godmother, whom they haven't seen for years, sent them something.
那个太太 Kelly 她的干妈呢，他们很多年没有见，突然在给他们邮寄一些东西过来。
The letter say a few days ago she was praying for them.
他说几天前呢，这个他们的那个干妈呢，为他们这个夫妇祷告。
And she was asked by the Lord to say, send them the amount that you have allocated in your will early.
然后呢，他感觉神在对这个太太老太太说，他说把你在遗嘱当中你愿意继承给他们这笔资金提前给他们。
So this godmother quickly wrote the check and then put it in the post and the letter and sent it to J. John.
所以呢，出于顺服，那个老奶奶很快呢就写了一张支票，然后寄给他们。
Arriving just on time to make that first part exchange.
所以呢，这个资金呢就非常及时的在他们要做在付首付资金之前呢到达了。
So can God do anything?
所以我们觉得神可以做万任何的事情吗
？God can absolutely do anything.
绝对可以做任何事情。
And lately, I experienced God can do anything. That.Really, fully above all expectations.
所以神可以做的是超乎我们所想所求的。
But will He do it for you?
但是你会觉得神会为我做这些事情吗
？We listen to lots of testimonies, and we know that God can do anything. But when it comes to our situation, you have to say that God will do that for me.
可能我们听过很多其他人的见证，觉得神可以做很多事情。但是当来到我们自己的情况的时候，你是不是真的相信神也能为我做这些事情呢
？So that's just a starter. That's not a sermon.
这只是我的一个开胃菜，还没有进入我的主题哦。
The sermon today, I'm going to share something about forgetting.
今天我分享的主题是关于忘记。
So sometimes we forget our keys, we forget our phone.
很多时候我们忘记我们的钥匙，忘记我们的那个落下我们的手机。
You know British Got Talent, right? There's a rap song called "Where's My Phone? Where's My Key? Where's My Phone? Where's My Key?"
好了，看过 British Got Talent 这个真人秀的，大家都知道说有一首歌这样讲说啊、哦，我的手机在哪里？我的钥匙在哪里
？So it's very common thing, isn't it, to lose your keys and phones, and then you can find it.
就是这些小物件呢，很经常会不见。
So forgetting your passport will get you into trouble because you can't board your plane.
如果我们忘记了我们的登机卡，我们就上不了飞机。
Another serious mistakes. If you forget this, you'll be in absolute trouble.
但是有一件事情，如果你忘记的话，那会让你进入这个很严重的一个后果当中。
Your darling's birthday.
就是你所亲爱你的爱人的生日。
Or your wedding anniversary date.
或者是你的结婚纪念日。
So I'm just reminding the husbands and the boyfriends, right?
所以我在提醒我们这边的我们的丈夫或者我们的男朋友们。
And mothers, I hope you don't forget your kids.
所以做母亲的可能你不会忘记你的孩子。
Especially if you've got a big family, don't forget your kids like the film Home and Alone.
所以就是好像在那个Home Alone 这种电影当中你不会把你的孩子忘在家里了。
So you see, forgetting things may not seems like not a good thing, isn't it?
所以忘记事情好像总是遗忘的事情，不是一件好的习惯。
When we forgotten something, we regret.
很多时候，如果我们觉得好，我们忘记了一些事情的时候，会让我们产生很大的遗憾。
啊，最衰就系我唔记得咗。
啊，就觉得哎呀，最惨就是我不记得这个事了。
Damn that I forgot this.
哎呀，太惨了，我怎么会忘记了呢
？But the Bible advises things about forgetting things.
但是在圣经当中有提到说，让我们要忘记一些事情。
We need to forget the things that God doesn't remember.
我们要忘记神所没不记得的事情。
We need to forget those things that God does not remember.
我们要忘记那些神所不记得的事。
Our past mistakes, our regrets.
我们的遗憾，我们过往的一些犯的错。
Those bad experiences that give us fear when we think about it.
每当我们想起这些让我们产生恐惧的事情的时候。
Because when our lives are in Christ, all has been paid for by the precious blood of Jesus.
因为我们的生命都因为耶稣基督所献的宝血所赎回。
God wants us to forget our guilt.Our mistakes.
神想让我们忘记我们的懊悔，忘记我们的遗憾。
When we have repented, and the blood of Jesus washes us, it's like brand new.
当我们去悔改的时候，耶稣基督的宝血洁净我们，我们变成一个全新的新造的。
He says we are new creation in Christ.
耶稣说我们在基督里是新造的人。
So what God doesn't remember, you shouldn't bring it up.
所以当神都已经选择忘记的事情我们不要再一次提起
Because that's how powerful the blood of Jesus is when Jesus washed away our sin
这就是耶稣基督宝血的大能
So Isaiah 43 verse 25 it says the Lord say I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and I will not remember your sins the first scripture on the slide
以赛亚书四十二章，
四十三章，
十三章，
对
，OK。以赛亚书四十三章二十五节说：“唯有我为自己的缘故要涂抹你的过犯，我也不纪念你的罪恶。”
For his own sake, he blot out your transgressions.
为着他自己的缘故，神说他要涂抹我们一切的过犯。
For his name's sake,
为着他名的缘故。
So that you are not condemned anymore.
所以我们不在基督里受定罪。
Because why? You are his precious children.
因为我们现在是神宝贵的儿女。
He knows that the devil will have a go at you all the time.
他知道仇敌会不断地来攻击我们。
And because he loves you so much, he doesn't want you to feel condemned again.
所以因为神如此爱我们，他不想让我们再受到定罪的感觉。
The blood of Jesus covers all your mistakes.
耶稣基督的宝血能涂抹遮盖我们一切的过犯
He washes away your sins
他洗净我们的罪
Your past, your present, and your future
我们过去、现在、将来一切的罪
That's how powerful the blood of Jesus is It's ever present
这是神宝血如此的有能力
And he said he does not remember your sins
这里说神说我不再纪念你的 罪恶
So if he doesn't rememberShould we remember?
如果神都选择不再去纪念，我们还要记得吗？
How many times the devil has reminded you of your traumatic experiences?
有多少次仇敌不断的让你想起你过往的一些很糟糕的经历呢？
Remind you how that person has betrayed you?
不断让你想起过往有人如何的去背叛你呢？
Remind you that person who's hurt you over the years?
或者有人如此的伤害你在过往？
Or reminding what your parents has done wrong to you when you were young?
或者让你想起说在你 年幼的时候你的父母如何对你不好
And I don't know why we want to abuse ourselves and say Yes, yes, I'm the victim And I feel sorry about for myself
很多时候我们会让自己陷在这种自怜当中说哦，是的我觉得我自己好惨好惨好可怜
Some people even want to feel that they should punish themselves
有些人甚至让觉得说他们自己要惩罚自己
No, God loves us too much He doesn't want you to whip yourself all over again
神如此爱我们，他不想我们自己再去经历了以前的经历。
Bad experience once is enough.
过往那些不好的经历一次就够了。
He doesn't want you to remember.
他不想我们再记住那些经历。
So you may ask, is it really possible to forget those bad things that has happened to me? It really hurt me.
你说真的有可能去忘记那些让我很受伤害、很痛苦的经历呢？
The world will say that to you, oh, time heals. After certain years, you will feel healed and you won't feel so hurt.
可能世界上的那种说法说，哦，时间是良药，或让你一切那些过往的经历、那痛苦都会消失。
But it's true in some way, but there is the enemy who will remind you now and again.
是可能有，这种说法是有一定的道理，但是呢，我们的仇敌会不断的去让我们想起这样的经历。
Why? Because he wants to steal your joy and peace in Jesus.
为什么他这么做？因为他想要来偷取我们在基督里面的平安和喜乐。
Only Jesus heals.
只有耶稣能医治我们。
When Jesus heals, you don't remember.
当耶稣医治我们的时候，我们就完全不记得了。
He can wipe it so clean that you don't remember.
他把你洗得如此洁净，以致让你都完全不记得。
What the Lord has chosen to forgive and forget, you can remember. You don't have to remember.
就像神已经选择要忘记的事情，我们也不用再记得。
All those people who said those horrible words to you and those hurtful words, those behaviors, you don't have to remember.
那些曾经对你说了一些重伤你、伤害你话的那些人，你不用再记得。
You don't have to meditate on those words.
你不用去经常去想起那些重伤你的话。
We meditate on what is good.Pure and praiseworthy.
我们从想想起那些可爱的、良善的、美好的话语。
The devil always points the finger now and again to say, "See how bad you are as a Christian."
很多时候，仇敌会向我们指着手指对我们说：“你看你做基督徒多么糟糕。
”You as a Christian family so messy.
看你们还说是基督徒的家庭，你看你家里一团糟。
Well, we need to remind the devil of his future.
但是我们要提醒仇敌他的未来结局是
什么。If you don't speak back, he'll continue to nag at you.
如果你不来对付他的话，他会不断的来攻击你。
We need to submit to God and resist the enemy, and the enemy will flee from us.
我们要降服在神面前，来敌对我们的仇敌，他就会离开我们。
You remind him that he's going to the lake of fire.
你要提醒你的仇敌，他的结局就是那个火湖里面。
The more you remind him, he will shut up because he's scared of you.
因为你更越多的去提醒他，他就会慢慢的闭嘴。
The blood of Jesus has covered all our past.
耶稣基督宝血已经遮盖了我们所有的过往。
So we should not go and bring it up again and again and again to stop us going forward.
所以我们不要一次又一次的，就是再重提，来阻止我们往前前进。
A very familiar scripture in Philippians chapter 3.Verse 13 and 14, it says, Brethren, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do remember, forgetting what is behind and straining forward to what lies ahead.
这里腓立比书三章十三到十四节说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
See the order.
所以看了，我们看这个经文的这个顺序哦。
One thing that you must do, forgetting what is behind.
所以只有一件事情我们要做，就是忘记背后。
If you don't forget what is in the past, it will stop you from straining forward to what lies ahead.
如果你不忘记那过去发生的事情，就会阻止你往前。
No one run the race, the 26 miles marathon, keep looking behind, isn't it?
但是如果跑24英里的那个马拉松的时候，没有人一边跑还一边往后看。
So you need to forget.Behind what was behind?
所以我们忘记背后的什么呢？
And you press forward, strain forward to what God has for you.
我们要努力神在前面为我们预备的东西。
I like what my cousin prayed in a prayer meeting once.
我很喜欢我的表妹在祷告会当中祷告的一句话。
She was praying, Lord, stop the devil throwing junk in my head.
她说。主啊，求你阻止仇敌不断的丢那些垃圾在我的生命当中。
It's true, the enemy always throws rubbish in our head.
是的，仇敌不断的是向我们丢垃圾。
Those rubbish is what happened in our past that causes fear and hurt.
那些垃圾就是在过往当中发生那些伤害我们或者重伤我们的事情。
And the Bible says those things will stop us going forward.
因为这些东西会阻止我们向前推进。
And then verse 14 it says, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God.
那么十四节就讲
verse 14，
十四节讲我们向着标杆直跑，为要得着神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来要得的奖赏。
because if you keep looking back, your eyes are not on the goal of the prize.
如果我们一直转头往回看，我们就忽略了在我们前面的这个奖赏。
So number one, you need to forget what happened to you.
所以第一，我们要忘记在过去发生的事情。
You need to press forward and live in the hope of God.
我们要往前，努力向前，活在神给我们的盼望当中。
Then you may be able to press on towards His goal.
这样我们才可能向着神为我们定的标杆直跑。
I remember a very, very bad experience and how God delivered me wonderfully.
我记得我之前有一个很糟糕的经历，然后神如何在这个经历当中来释放我。
I was once head of maths in a secondary school.
那么我一次是我们数学系的那个主任。
And after the GCSE students had their maths GCSE exam, I collected all the papers and put it in the envelope ready to send.
我记得当时
to the examining board.
记得当时呢，我们当时考完了 GCSE 之后呢，我把所有的考卷收起来，然后交给那个就是考试官，让他们来
So it's quite important those papers sent without delay.
因为这些考卷呢，必须要准时的交给那考官，他们来批改。
And I remember that school was a terrible school, so demonic, full of bad people.
我记得当时我任职的那个学校呢，不是很好的学校，那个感觉那个氛围非常的很邪恶。
And the Lord did warn me, in prayers before I went to this school. The Lord did warn me that this is a very bad school.
所以我去之前呢，神已经警告我了，说这是一个很坏的学校。
I remember in a dream that there was lots of snakes and clearing around, so really messy.
所以当时我去的时候，我就做这个梦，梦里面见到有很多那些蛇在那边盘绕，所以给我一个警告，说这个地方不是很好。
But in the dream that God gave a head of math to come and help me.
所以在那个在这个梦异梦当中呢，神让这个学校的教学系那个数学系的系主任来帮助我。
So I know that it's Holy Spirit by faith I went.
所以我知道是圣灵给我的一个讯息，所以靠着信心我还是去做任职了。
So on the day when I was about to send those papers, they disappeared from the staff room.
所以在我正准备把这个考卷要提交上去的时候，这些考卷突然不见了。
For those people who have been teachers, you know how awesome that responsibility is.
所以当那些我们做过老师的知道，这个事情是一个很大的一个责任。
I was so scared. I was really scared, and I don't know what to do.
当时我那个发生这种情况，我心里非常的害怕，我不知道怎么办。
I was so scared because I really cannot see how I make the 120 students sit for the math exam again.
但是我想乱乱想象的是，这个考卷突然不翼而飞，那120份学生他们要重考吗？
So I came to the cross.
那当时我就来到主面前。
I came to the cross of Jesus and say, Lord, you cover my mistakes.
然后我来到耶稣基督的十字架前说，主啊，你的宝血遮盖我所犯的错误。
I really don't know what happened. I don't know where the papers went. But I honestly think that I put it on my table in the staff room.
然后当时我说，我不知道这个事情为什么发生，我也不知道怎么办。我记得我把这个考卷就放在我的那个桌子上面。
Somehow I knew somebody have played a joke on me or taken the paper somewhere to make me...Like fret for life.
但是我不知道是不是有人给我开这个玩笑，把这个考卷拿走了，让我觉得陷入到一种很绝望的那种光景当中。
So the only thing I can do, what can I do? I can't do anything apart from ask God to intervene in my situation.
但是我真的是毫无计可施，我只有来到神面前求神来帮助我。
Because God can do anything, right?
因为我知道神可以做任何的事情。
You can produce those papers back so that I can send.
我说是的，你可以把那些突然不见的那些考卷突然拿回来，然后我可以做这个事情。
You can stop me being sacked.
然后我说你可以避免我被炒鱿鱼。
I really don't want to see these mistakes recorded on my CV or my reference.
我不想要这样我犯的这个错误记录在我自己的那个简历当中。
And the next day, as I was about to send the papers, I found those papers in an envelope.At the same place where I put it.
所以第二天到了我要递交这些考卷的时间到的时候，我发现这些考卷是原封不动的放在我的 桌子上,
I just had to knelt before the cross again and say, Lord, you really can do anything. You save my life.
我真的是我来到神面前说, 如此感动神啊, 真的你可以是行万事的神, 你真的就不可能的事的神。
I don't know what has happened, but somehow God must have made that person who taken my papers put it back on my table.
我到现在都不知道到底发生了什么事情, 但我相信是不是神就感动那个拿了我试卷的人把这个试卷原封不动的给我放回来。
So when our past mistakes cause us to be fearful again about our future,
当我们过去的经历让我们对将来产生恐惧的时候,
we come to the cross.
我们要来到神的十字架前。
The blood of Jesus can cover our mistakes past, present, and future.
我们要记得耶稣基督的宝血会遮盖我们过去、现在、将来所有的罪过犯。
What he has forgiven, he has forgotten your wrongs.
神已经赦免我们的东西,神也会忘记,不再纪念。
So you see, forgetting things is actually a blessing.
所以这里我们看到,我们忘记这些事情反而是一种祝福。
Some things that you should not be meditating about, you do not go back.
那些我们不需要再去思想,不要去记得的那些事情。
Some things that are good, however, we need to remember.
当然,那些发生那些好的事情,我们一定要记得。
But many times, we don't remember those things.
但是很多时候很遗憾的是我们不记得那些好的事情。
We only remember the bad things.
我们总是记得那些不好的经历。
You know when you watch some Chinese TV drama,
当我们看到一些好像一些电视剧的时候,
the CEO, right, that is all powerful, right, has all the resources to help the woman he loves.
好了,一个总裁非常有钱有才势, 然后帮助一个女的。
You know, the dialogues always say, don't forget, you have me.
所以那个对话好像经典的对话总是说, 哦,不用担心, 有我在呢。
Don't be afraid.
你也不要害怕。
Let me help you.
让我来帮你吧。
交给我吧, 他们常常说, 交给我吧。
好,你不用担心, 交给我就是了, 包在我身上。
But today, the all-powerful CEO of the universe is saying to you, don't forget, you have me.
所以我们知道今天这个创造宇宙万物的大老板,我们的神,我们的主说,不用担心,你有我在。
So the Lord doesn't want us to forget that we have God.
所以神不要想我们不要忘记了,我们有神在我们的生命当中。
Whatever difficulty you are facing, don't forget you're not alone.
所以不管你现在面对多么大的困难,你都不要忘记神与我们同在。
You're not an orphan.
我们不是一个孤儿。
You're not a single parent.
你不是单亲家父母。
You're not a divorcee.
你也不是好像离异了。
You are the daughter and son of the Almighty God.
你是那全能神的儿女。
He loves you with all of his heart and soul.
他是全心全意来爱你。
So when you face a situation, you are not on your own.
所以当我们面对一个情况的时候, 我们不是独自去面对这些环境。
Just like when my papers were stolen, I wasn't on my own.
所以就像我刚刚说的, 我的考卷, 我遇到那个麻烦的时候, 我不是独自去面对这些困难。
God's still saying, don't forget, you have me.
神在对我们说, 不要忘记了, 你有我在。
Psalm 103, verse 2, we always sing that song.
诗篇103篇第二节说,
bless the Lord all my soul and forget not all his benefits.
这里是我的心啊, 你要称颂耶和华, 不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
It's a command that we don't forget his benefits.
这是神给我们一个诫命说, 不要忘记神一切的恩惠。
We should not forgotten that what has done in the past for us.
我们不可忘记神在过往对我们做的一切的恩惠的事。
That's why we need to say, talk about our testimonies.
这也是我们要不断地去提醒我们过往的一些见证和经历。
Once and again, we should talk about what God has done last year, the year before, or last week.
我们会时不时地去思想、去分享神在去年、前年或者之前做的事情。
So not only to tell yourself, to remind yourself as you tell others,
就是你在跟别人分享的时候, 也是在提醒你自己,
is to renew your mind that he is with you.
也是更新我们的思想, 让我们知道神是实在的与我们同在。
When we face difficulty and when we see hopeless situations, we need to remember what God has done.
所以当我们面对那些我们很产生绝望或者困难的情况的时候, 让我们记得神所做的事情。
He's going to be with us whenever, whatever.
神不光在哪里，不光何时，他都与我们同在。
I remember there was this time when I went through a very difficult time, and I was crying and crying. Nobody can console me.
我觉得当我经历一个很困难的时候的时候，不断的哭，不断的哭泣，我觉得没有任何人可以安慰到我。
And sometimes you went through times when you don't even want to pray and you just want to cry.
那时候当你面对一些情况，你觉得你连祷告的力气都没有，你只是不断的去哭泣，很伤心。
Even then, the Lord knows.
尽管是这样子，神都知道。
And I just turn on the telly. I don't want to pray. I don't want to do anything. I just turn on the telly, watch telly.
或者我就是只是打开电视，我真的不想祷告，我什么都不想做。
And guess what God did? God used a Lloyd's TV advert to say to me, I am with you.
神甚至通过我看了打开那个电视机的广告在对我说话，我与你同在。
So no matter how far you want to escape from God, you can't escape because he will find a way to tell you that he loves you, he is with you, you're not alone.
所以不管我们逃到哪里，我们都不能躲避神，神都会用他特殊的方式来告诉你他爱你，他与你同在。
Don't forget how close he is watching over you.
不要忘记神是如此的与我们相近的。
You know when you buy a Rolex watch, those people who are rich in our midst.
那些买劳力士表的人。
You will what? You will clean it, you will look at it all the time because you pay so much to buy this watch.
可能你买了这个名贵表，你会非常小心的呵护去保养它，因为你花了很多钱。
Because you paid like what? £10,000 now?To buy this Rolex watch, so you wipe it clean and you look at, oh, have I got any scratches?
所以就是如果你花了一万英镑去买这个劳力士表的时候，你会非常小心的呵护它，避免它有任何的那些刮痕、擦伤。
You know, Jesus paid a very high price for each one of us.
其实主耶稣为我每一个人付了一个宝贵的代价。
He is looking very closely at your lives.
神是非常非常。很亲密地看待我们的每一个人生。
He is watching over you every single tiny thing that's happening to you.
他真的是我们生命中发生的每一个小小的细节，神都查验。
As we pray and put our trust in Jesus,
当我们祷告，把我们的信心放在基督耶稣里面的时候
，He will take your hand and He will allow you to experience His mighty hand.
神会托住我们的手，拉着我们的手，来经历他大手的能力。
He is not going to leave you alone to do it.
神不会让我们独自去面对我们每个人的困难和光景。
You know those naughty kids, the parents hold those naughty kids and walk.
可能有些调皮的孩子呢，我们父母紧紧抓住那个调皮的孩子的手。
But the naughty kids, right, want to go that way, and what do they do? No.
但是那个调皮的孩子可能他可能就想往另外反方向走。
And then the kids will just, I don't want to follow you.I want to go my own way.
可能那个调皮的孩子就可能甩开他父母的手说，哦，我不想跟着你的，我要往反方向走。
So they just kind of throw the parents' hands away.
可能他们就甩开他父母的手，想自己走
开。 But the Lord say, allow me to hold your hand today.
但是神说，让我今天要抓住你的手。
You've got me.
你有我在你生命当中。
I'm your CEO.
我是你的总裁。
I have infinite wealth.
我有无限量的财富。
I have infinite human resources to help
you. 我有无限量的资源可以来帮助你。
Trust me in it.
你要相信我。
I will help you through.
我会帮助你度过你的难关。
These words we know, we heard over the years in the sermon. But when we come to the crisis, we seem to fall forgotten.
可能我刚刚讲的那些道理，大家可能在过往的那些讲道当中听过很多次，但是当我们面对真实的情况的时候，我们就似乎忘记了。
God doesn't want us to forget that He is our Father.
神不想让我们忘记他是我们的父。
He is our Shepherd that will never be in want.
他是我们的牧者，我们必不至缺乏。
Even in the valley of the shadow of death, He is with you.
尽管我们经过那死荫的幽谷，神都与我们同在。
Remember, He is not going to lead you into the valley of the shadow of death and leave you there.
他不是说让我们带我们去那个死荫的幽谷。
He will lead you through the valley of the shadow of death.
他不是把我们留在那个死荫的幽谷，他是拖着我们的手，让我们经过、穿过那个死荫的幽谷。
You are not going to stay there. These difficult situations will pass.
我们不会一直停留在那个光景当中，神一定带我们走出来。
As you allow Him to lead you by the hand, you will come out of that situation.
只要你允许神来托住你的手，他一定会带领你走出那个光景。
That's the strong way maker, isn't it? He make a way.
神是那开路者。 Amen.
Can God make a way?
神可以为你开那个道路吗?
Can God do anything?
神可以为你做那不可能的事吗?
Can God do anything for you?
神今天可以为你做那件事吗?
Say yes.
让我们说是的。
Isaiah 49:15 it says, "Can a woman forget his sucking child?"
以赛亚书49章。
And that she should have no compassion on the son of the womb, even though they may forget, I will never forget you.
以赛亚书49章15节这里说，妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不连续她所生的儿子？既或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
So it says, okay, we humans, we may forget our children.
就说就算好像为人父母，我们可能都会忘记我们自己亲生的孩子。
That's not common. But even though that happens, the Lord say, I won't forget you.
虽然这种事情不常发生，但是尽管就是这种不常不可能发生的事情发生的时候，就算这样子，我却不会忘记你。
You are not alone in your situation.
我们在我们的经历当中，我们绝不是独自一人的。
Come to me, all you have burdens, I will give you rest.
那些有劳苦担重担的来到我面前，我必要来帮助你。
Peace I leave with you, and the peace is surpassing all understanding.
他说，我那出人意料的平安必要赐给你。
When I was contemplating in having my second child,
当我怀第二个孩子的时候，
before.
在我准备怀第二个孩子之前，
I was praying that, oh, after my eldest daughter, I want a son.
当时我说我第一个孩子因为是女儿，那么第二个孩子呢，我想要一个儿子。
So I was praying for Enoch to be born.
所以当时呢，我祷告说我的儿子会出生。
And I remember at those times, right, we worked very hard in conception.
当时呢，我们也积极地去备孕。
Not 备孕， 怀孕。
准备怀孕吗？啊，对对对，备孕呢？哦哦哦，I see.
Yeah, and then when I tested, and the test says, oh, I'm pregnant.
所以当时我们积极的备孕，不是避孕哈，备孕之后呢，然后我后来就怀孕了。
But after 2 days, I stopped bleeding.
然后2天之后呢，我开始有流血的一些迹象。
So I was thinking maybe that test doesn't work.
但我说那个是不是验孕棒是不是没有验对？
But because I was bleeding, I was so scared that I did not want to move. I just lie on the bed.
但是呢，因为我在流血，所以很担心，然后我就躺在床上不敢动。
Because I heard from other people say, oh, sometimes you bleed through the 7 months, 8 months, and child still will be born.
然后当时我听别人说，可能你整个怀孕的过程你都会有流血。
But whatever I went through, whether it was a really true miscarriages, I went through the emotions of losing a child.
所以当时虽然我没有经历好像流产，但是我的情绪当中有经历这个感受。
But during that time, in those days, Joshua's phone calls were rare.
啊，phone call?
Joshua's phone calls were rare.
哦，当时呢，牧师呢很少打电话给我们。
But that day, when I was really feeling hopeless, he called.
然后当时我处在一种很绝望、很伤心的状态的时候，然后牧师突然打电话给我，Joshua打电话给我。
And then he was complaining that on Saturday, right, he has to do a wedding.
然后他忘记他星期六要主持一个婚礼。
And he was moaning about this, moaning about that.
然后当时呢，他在我面前不断地去埋怨很多事情。
So I was really feeling down already. I don't really want to listen to this rubbish.
然后当时我自己的情绪很低落了，然后我不想听他的各种吐槽。
So I was about to cry.
然后我都快哭出来了，我很伤心。
And then all of a sudden, he started preaching the sermon on Sunday.
然后突然呢，他开始给我讲他
You know those people who listen to Joshua's phone call, right? He always share the sermon in advance of Sunday.
所以有些可能我们接过牧师电话的，你会知道他电话当中他会滔滔不绝的讲他的好像讲道一样。
So as I was about to cry, he said, "What do Christians do in hopeless situations?"
然后当我觉得我好像伤心到要哭出来的时候，然后就想突然说，当我们基督徒面对很绝望的时候，我们要做什么呢？
And my ears stood up and say, "What's this?"
然后突然我就竖起我的耳朵，要想听他说什么。
What do Christians do in hopeless situations?
他说，当我们基督徒在绝望的情况的时候，我们要做什么呢？
I really wasn't in any mood to answer the question. I said, "Pray."
然后当时我其实没有什么心情去回答他的问题，然后我只是随意说，那祷告喽。
And then he was telling me about Jairus' daughter was dead.
然后他当时给我讲那个百夫长的女儿，她如何死了，她快要死了。
When he said about his daughter was dead, I felt like, is my daughter dead?
然后当时他说好像那个百夫长的女儿已经死的时候，我就说，哦，是不是我肚子腹中的那个孩子已经死掉了呢？
So I really started crying and I shoved the phone call to my husband.
然后当时呢，我就真的忍不住就哭出来，然后我把我的电话扔给我老公。
And then Joshua was, why is the person changed?
然后当时他觉得很奇怪，为什么，哎，突然变到 Alan 听电话了。
So I went to the toilet, wiped my eyes, really like couldn't stop crying, come back to the phone.
然后当时我就赶快去厕所里面去整理我自己的情绪，让我就是平静下来。
He said in Jairus' daughter's Jesus healed Jairus' daughter even after he died, she died.
所以他告诉我说那个
艾罗艾罗
Jairus 的那个女儿她当时已经死了，但是耶稣仍然让她死里复活。
And then Jesus said to Jesus said to Jairus and encouraged him and say, do not be afraid, only believe.
但是呢，耶稣对着 Jairus 说，他说你不要害怕，你 只要相信。
Do not be afraid, only believe.
他说你不要惧怕，只要相信。
And those words just hit me again and again as if like God is speaking to me, do not be afraid, only believe.
所以当时我听到这个话的时候，我知道是神在对我说话，神一直在对我说你不要惧怕，只要相信。
So I told Joshua, I didn't tell Joshua what happened, but I said I really need to hear from the Lord.
当时我没有告诉就是我当时的那种心境，他但是我说我真的需要听到神对我说话。
And he realized like I'm not my usual self, and then he said, okay, I'll pray for you.
然后他也意识到我当时不在一个很正常的状态，说他所以他说我会为你祷告。
So that was a Thursday. On a Friday morning, he received a vision. He saw my daughter Evangeline standing like this, looking at a baby boy crawling on the floor.
所以当时那是星期四他打电话给我，然后星期五的早上呢，Joshua就看到一个异象，他说记得我的大女儿 Evangeline 当时很开心的看到地上的一个婴孩。
So on Sunday after worship he told me his vision. He said your issues was about childbirth.
他说当时星期天在教会见到我的时候，他对我说你的问题是关于怀养孩子的事情。
And God will give you a son.
他说主会给你一个儿子。
I already named him Enoch, remember?
当时我已经给这个孩子取名叫 Enoch 了。
So after a certain time, and Josephine was born.
但是在 Enoch 出生之前呢，我的二女儿 Josephine 出世了。
So after Josephine, I even went to Canada and bought all these baby boys' clothes.
其实当时在我二女儿出生之前，我去了加拿大，我买了全部是想绝对是那个婴孩男孩的衣服。
Because God spoke.The right encouragement to me when I needed it.
所以神在我很迫切、很需要的时候对我说那个话语，鼓励到我。
So after Josephine was born, Joshua was saying because I gave a testimony in church.
所以在我的二女儿 Josephine 出世后呢，我在教会里面做见证。
And Joshua was saying,、oh, "You can stone me now. I'm the false prophet."
他说你现在可以来拿石头打我。他说我给你的是一个假先知的一个预言。
I said, "No, God used you to speak to me when I really need to hear from Him."
我说不是的，我说神真的使用你，在我很需要的时候对我说话。
Was I on my own?
我那个时候真的是独自一人去面对那个情况吗？
The Lord is close to those who are brokenhearted.
神对那些哀伤的人是很相近的。
God is close to you who is hurting.
对那些正在受伤害的人，神是与我们如此的相近。
He does not allow you to go through things on your own.
神不会让你独自一人去经历那些事情。
He is very with you.
他是与你同在的。
He will provide you a way out.
他会给你一个出路。
He will send people to pray for you even when you're sleeping.
可能是你在你睡眠当中，神会派人来为你代求。
A lot of times, God asks other Christian brothers and sisters to do things that you don't know.
很多时候，神会感动一些其他弟兄姊妹来为你做些事情。
I remember there was this time my new car was stolen.
我记得当时我刚刚买了一辆车被小偷偷了。
And God told a brother in Canada a dream. He saw me in a dream and he prayed for me.
我记得呢，神呢感动一个在加拿大一个弟兄，在梦中感动他，然后让他为我祷告。
Lots of times these things happen, we don't even know that God raised up brothers and sisters to pray for us.
很多时候在我们不知觉当中，神会感动那些在基督里面的肢体来为我们代求。
So today the Lord says to you, I haven't forgotten the prayers that you prayed.
所以今天神要对你说，我没有忘记你所做的每一个祷告。
I haven't forgotten all the tears that you cried on your pillows.
我没有忘记你所流的每一滴眼泪。
He has seen all your heartaches and burdens.
他看到了你所经历的所有那些重担和劳苦。
And he has not forgotten your children.
他也没有忘记你的孩子。
You might have forgotten your prayers, but he has not.
但可能很多时候我们都忘记我们以前做的祷告，但是神绝不会忘记。
Cooperate with me.
他说与我同工。
Trust me to act in your best interest.
真的是最大程度的来相信神。
Expect with faith.
让我们带着信心来期待。
That all will be well.
相信一切都会安好。
As you abide in Jesus.
只要我们住在耶稣基督当中。
Let us all pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you so much.
父我们如此的感谢你。
Help us not to forget all your benefits, all the grace, all the healings that you've done.
主啊，让我们不要忘记你一切的恩惠，你一切的医治，你一切的祝福。
And help us to forget all those things that are bad.
主啊，让我们忘记那过往的一些不好的经历。
Lord, you say, only remember those things and meditate on those things that are pure and holy.
主啊，你让我们只记得或思想那些纯洁的、良善的事。
Father, therefore, we're going to look at those things now one last time.
主，我们今天再一次看那些事情。
When the devil wants to condemn me in my past,
当仇敌想用过往的经历来定罪我的时候，
I will resist it.
主啊，我要来抵挡。
I will resist the devil.
我要抵挡仇敌。
I will not give him my headspace.
我不会把这个思想给他。
To put all these junks into my head.
不要把这些坏的思想放在我的头脑当中。
I refuse to say those things that you do not remember anymore.
我不要再提起主啊，你都选择要忘记那些不好的事情。
I refuse to be a victim.
我要拒绝成为一个受害者。
I refuse to be self-pity again.
我拒绝要成为一个自怜的人。
Because everything is in Christ is brand new.
因为在基督里面，一切都变成新的。
I'm a new creation.
我在基督里是新造的人。
I am brand new.
我是全新的人。
I'm your beloved.
我是你所爱的。
I only have to remember how good you are to me.
我只要记得主你一切的良善和恩惠。
I only have to remember that you can do anything.
主，我只要记得你是那做万事的神。
And you are willing to do it for me.
主，你也愿意为我去做。
Just because I ask.
只是因为我来寻求你。
Just because I ask you.
主，因为我寻求你。
There is no problem too big, God cannot solve it.
There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it.
There is no storm too dark, He cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep,He cannot soothe it. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know my brother can carry you. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know my sister can carry you. Xian shang sheng ming, gei zui an yesu.
哇，让我们站立起来，一起来敬拜。Stand up.
完全相符，因你恩典是我的一世奉你，你的宣
Father, we give you our lives again.
主，我们的生命交给你。
All those not good, so good things, Father, we hand over to you. All those not so good things, we hand over.
主要是那些在我们生命中发生的不好的事情，我们都交托给你，主。
All our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪被你所赦免。
When the devil come and condemn us, Father, we will remind him of his future.
主，当仇敌来尝试来定罪我们的时候，让我们要来让他想起他的结局是。
Because what you have forgiven, you have forgotten.
主啊，因为你已经赦免的事情，你已经忘记了。
You have forgotten our mistakes.
主，你不再纪念我们的过犯。
Because the powerful blood of Jesus washed me again.
因为耶稣基督的宝血已经洁净我们。
As I come to you daily,
主，让我们每天来到你的面前。
You wash us anew.
主，你每天用的宝血来洁净我们。
And every day we are wearing the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
每天我们都带着耶稣基督你的公义来到父面前。
And we resist every belittlement.
我们要来拒绝一切的诱惑，一切来定罪我们的事。
I am the sons and daughter of the Most High God.
让我们来知道我们是那至高神的儿女。
I am His beloved.
我们是神所爱的。
He is mine.
神是我们的神。
And I am His.
我是属乎他的。
And I'm precious.
我也是在神宝眼中所宝贝的。
I refuse to be condemned.
我拒绝被定罪。
I resist all those belittlement.
我拒绝那些不属神的。
All those words that take away my confidence in Christ.
那些所有拿走我在基督里面有信心的事情。
I may be weak.
可能我是软弱的主。
But I am strong in Jesus.
但是在耶稣基督里面，我们是刚强得力的。
What the Lord has done for me.
耶稣基督为我所做的。
Let the weak say I am strong.
那软弱的得力量。
Let the poor say I am rich.
那在贫穷的说，在基督里面我们是富足的。
All because what Jesus has done.
都是因为耶稣基督你所成就的一切。
Therefore, I will choose to forget those things.
所以主啊，我要忘记背后。
That do not benefit my mind.
那些不能给我带来生命的东西。
I will choose to remember all your goodness.
主，我要纪念你一切的良善和恩惠。
I will not forget your benefits.
我不会忘记你一切的恩惠。
Help us, Lord.
主，求你帮助我们。
To resist those thoughts.
让我们来拒绝那些不好的想法。
And meditate on your words.
让我们来思想你的话语。
And meditate on all that is good.
我们的思想中你一切的良善。
Father, today we make a choice.
主，今天你给我们这样选择。
As we hand over your lives to you again.
主，把我们的生命再次献给你。
All our past hands to you.
我们所有的过往的经历，我们交在你手中。
And we embrace the future.
主，我们来拥抱我们的未来。
Because you say you'll give us a hope and a future.
主，你说你是赐给我们有希望、有盼望的神。
A life that prospers.
主啊，你要赐给我们一个得丰盛的生命。
Father, therefore we accept.
所以主，我们来领受。
By our words we confess.
主，我们用我们的话语来宣告。
All is well in you.
主，在我们里面一切都安好。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
We have a ministry team. If you need prayers, please do come forward. We'll pray for you.
我们有代祷的同工，如果你有需要，我们可以为你祷告。
And the service we finish here. There are teas and coffees and biscuits. So do stay behind and.Fellowship with one another.
我们的聚会到此结束啊！可以大家到后面享用些茶点。神祝福大家。
God bless you.
神祝福大家。
生命献给你，每次时间。